everyone. The Winchester Town Advisory Board for November 8, 2022, will now come to order. Let us begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, and let's have Dorothy do that, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we will now roll into introduction, roll call. To my right is...
Dorothy Gold.
To my left is...
April Mikes.
And I'm John Delabos. And Mr. Robert Mikes, our chairperson, is not well this evening, so he won't be here, unfortunately. And I don't know where Judith is. Does anybody know where Judith is?
She was excused as well. She sent an email.
Okay, very good. Well, now we know where Judith is. So anyway, the beginning of the meeting is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. There's no discussion or actions or votes being taken on the agenda items. It's just for comments if someone has a comment to make. You will be afforded to speak on any of the items that you wish to speak on during the individual public comment period, which is during the hearing of each item. We request that you wait until the comments by the general public at the end of the agenda for anything that's not related to the items that we're discussing on the agenda. Anybody that wishes to make a comment, we try to limit you to 3 minutes, but we're not going to cut you off unless you go on for 30 minutes. Please stand. Please give your name and spell it for the record so that we can have that. Are we recording? Okay, very good. I didn't seal the finger. So that we can have it for the record, because these minutes are accessible to anybody who wishes to pull them up online. Usually a few days after the meeting, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So let's go on with the approval of the minutes from October 25th. Do I have a motion?
Wait, you didn't ask if there was any public comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay.
I move into, no, probably me outline.
Sounds good.
Approval of the minutes for October 25th. Do I have a motion?
Yes, a motion.
Thank you. I didn't mean to wake you.
A motion.
Okay, so moved. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. Passed. Now an approval for the agenda of this evening, November 8th. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Okay, now I wish to make sure everyone is aware that item number 5 is going to be held this evening. So if anybody's here on item number 5 and it's the last item, and that's the only reason you're here, don't stay. In the meantime, if it's not, please stay. Item number 5 will be continued. Now, for informational items, do we have any informational items from... Yes, sir?
Just for me, the applications for the town board are still available until November 15th, which is deadline is next week. So just wanted to remind that for the board. I believe most of you have already sent it in. Thank you so much. But just wanted to make sure I have that on the record.
Do you have record of that being sent
in? I'm getting them as they're coming in.
Okay.
Yeah,
so okay.
They're a little backed up, but we're getting them.
I sent mine even before I went away.
Yeah, I think mine went through.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, she said they sent a confirmation usually.
That's what I got, but I'm a little paranoid.
Yeah, I understand. It's the season.
Yes.
Okay, so let's begin with item number 1 on the agenda. SC-22-0571- County of Clark, a street name change to change the name of Karen Avenue to Liberace Way between Maryland Parkway and Joe W. Brown Drive. Generally located on the west side of Maryland Parkway and the east side of Joe W. Brown Drive within Winchester. Is there someone here representing this item for the county? Because the county engendered this item. So Did they send a representative or?
I can speak on this.
I would appreciate it if someone would, because that way we can keep kind of the momentum of normal functioning.
Sure.
Thank you.
Judith Rodriguez from Comprehensive Planning, JUDITHRODRIGUEZ. This is an item that was directed by the Board of County Commissioners to be placed on the agenda and is to change a portion of Karen Avenue between J.W. Brown and Maryland Parkway to Liberace Way. I believe that in the future there will be a second phase to this change, but as of right now, we're just looking at that portion.
Okay, very good. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak on this name change of Karen Avenue to Liberace Way? Okay. Oh, great. Let's, you raised your hand first.
C-H-E-L-S-E-Y-K-E-L-L-K-E-L-L-Y, yeah. I'm the owner of New Orleans Square and Commercial Center, as well as the bar, Square Bar, and we've been working with the commissioners as well as knowing about this prior to what they were talking about, and all of us in Commercial Center are for it.
Well, thank you very much. And now I know why you can recommend the Square Bar. You own it.
I own it.
You own it, yeah. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind when I come
you,
in.
You knew my dad.
I remember him. He was at a meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay, you raised your hand, miss. Would you like to speak,
yeah,
please?
Yeah. I just have a question. My name is Judy Dietz. I'm the treasurer of the HOA of the Metropolis on the corner of Debbie Reynolds and Desert Inn.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need me to spell it?
Yes, please.
Judy, J-U-D-Y-D-I-E-T-Z.
Okay, I got it right. Thank you.
I just have a question as to why we're changing the name of that street.
That would be probably a question that we would direct to the county. I would make one comment only, and that's being a resident of 16 years at Turnberry Place. I watched that street change from Riviera Boulevard. Obviously, the Riviera kind of went away. And they changed it to Elvis Presley Way. I understand that since I have lived here most of my life, Elvis Presley was pretty much headquartered at the Hilton when it was the Hilton, now it's the Westgate. So I sort of put two and two together and got four. And I knew that was sort of why they picked that street of all streets if they were going to change the name. Plus, my understanding, and Connie can correct me on this, hello, is that name changes like that are, the cost of that is bore out by the people who are sponsoring the name change. For example, if you are the daughter of a famous person and you'd like your father or your mother to have a street named after them, it runs around $25,000 or more, depending on how many intersections the street signs have to be changed for. But all of that has to come out of the private funds of you, the requester. So the county or the citizenry bears no cost on that whatsoever. So none of your tax dollars are going to a capricious vanity project, just in case you didn't know that, because I learned that also. I didn't know that before either, until someone told me, oh no, they pay for that. They pay every penny of it.
So someone actually requested that.
Someone requested it, and the county commissioners were amenable, and they posted a bond, is my understanding, for a portion of it. And then when it gets underway, it's like a progress billing. Okay, there's eight cross streets, we've changed four, you owe $18,000. You better anticipate paying $18,000 more for the other four, because obviously we're halfway. So they do that kind of a thing, and those are the normal arrangements that happens under. But the county is here, so she can correct anything I said wrong.
I am not aware of the cost of it, but
no,
yes.
No, I mean as far as the process goes.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't mean, the numbers were just exact.
Right. So the applicant is responsible for it. I am not aware exactly how this name change came about, mm-hmm. as more than it was a directive from the BCC.
Mm-hmm. I believe from what I heard, scuttlebutt, was Liberace was also headquartered at the Las Vegas Hilton, mm-hmm. for the majority of his performing career. He did originally appear at the Riviera way back in the day, which was before I was even born, but he was there. We had pictures in the hotel of him in the lobby with pictures of him entertaining there. And he spent the majority of his entertaining life in Las Vegas, like 80% or more at the Hilton.
That's correct.
So I think that that has a lot to do with why that street as opposed to another street. It's kind of the Jewish thing, why this night rather than any other night. Yeah, you know. But that's the reason I think that they did that, was because it's contiguous to the property of the hotel. Yes, sir.
Did you say the county commissioners say yay or nay to this?
It was directed by them to be placed on the agenda. And
who says yay or nay? And why are we talking about it if it's already said yay?
Well, it isn't like, it's the verbiage of what you just heard is a little misleading. They brought up the possibility of doing it. Then they agreed amongst themselves, there has to be 4 out of 7, to place it on the agenda since it didn't come from the populace. So that's how it gets on the agenda.
This agenda.
Mm-hmm. This agenda, yes, sir. And then when it goes off this agenda, if we pass it, it goes to the Board of County Commissioners for a regular open meeting law vote. So all the commissioners then vote on it, and people in the audience can speak for or against it. They can do other things like perhaps bring evidence that it should be done or it shouldn't be done or why. And then they actually vote on it in public. The votes appear on a TV screen. You can sit and watch who voted how.
Okay.
So that's what engenders the procedure. That's what happens. So that's the same procedure for other items. But in this case, it took the track of not coming from a private party, like say you wanted to change your garage to a room. Oh, that came from you. Well, this came from a group of people in a more public venue, but it didn't change the process that happens.
So, the easiest way to put it is they're not actually from the community.
It's up to you. If you guys vote against it, it's done. But if you vote for it, it goes forward.
If we vote against it, it isn't, no, because it would have to go, it still goes to the county commission for consideration. We're a recommending body. We're not actually a governing body. So we recommend things to go forward, zoning changes, property decisions, building, things like that. But we don't actually have a say, a formal say, a legal say. But the county commission does take our opinion into consideration.
Okay.
Especially commissioners that don't live in the district or aren't familiar with the item. So if somebody like maybe Michael Naft, who's out on the south end of the strip, way south, like South Point South, he would read that and it would give him pause, and he would maybe want to know more about it. He would look into it to see what was said at the meeting. That's why it's recorded. And then he would be able to make a better decision, because he wasn't here. And in fact, none of the commissioners were here, and they rarely are. I've seen our county commissioner here probably twice in the term he served in 4 years, because this body isn't here for him to attend. It's here to do his work so that he can then, you know, if he needed to be here, why would we be here? So that's sort of how that's looked at. But it will go before the Board of County Commissioners in a public hearing, and then it will be, and that will, if you'll notice, it will go before them on 12/6 of 22. The Planning Commission will take this up, and then it will be voted on subsequent.
Okay. You answer it.
Okay. You can just tell me your name, sir. Problem. For the record,
John Deeds.
Okay, spelled the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Anybody on the board wish to speak on this item?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that as a 45-year resident of this area, and I'm sure Karen was named for a builder's relative, you know, as they were building all of the little homes along the way. So I just feel we have enough schizophrenic streets in our town. We've got a street that starts here and then it has another name, and two blocks west of it, it starts that name again. And yes, I know for people of my age, Liberace was a big deal here, but some of you young ones are saying, Liberace, who was that? I mean, my grandchildren would say, Liberace, so what? And the big Hilton is now the Westgate.
Mm-hmm.
So none of it I think it goes along with the schizophrenia of it was a time gone by. They should have named a street for him, you know, maybe where Convention Center or some of that long ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, and I know you who have a business there maybe think it will draw people in, but I'm just wondering about the other residents. And then it's going to go from Joe W. Brown up to Paradise. So, you know, you're going to have that small area.
I think that area will ultimately become part of it. I just think they
should find another street. I know he had that private home by the university, you know, on Wilbur and Shirley. Mm-hmm. But no one's going to put Liberace there because that's part of, like, the university environment now. None of the university kids are going to know, you know, who mm-hmm. Liberace is. Mm-hmm. I've been a longtime resident, and I think he could be honored in another way. I know there's a very small piece of land by the street, by the Fashion Show Mall, that's named Mel Torme Way. Mm-hmm. Nobody but me who loves jazz music even knows who Mel Torme you do.
I know Mel.
Of course, right. Well, and he was Myrna Williams' brother. Mm-hmm. So, Myrna Williams.
Yes, yeah, right, I remember.
Anyway. That's an aside.
Okay. Anybody else on the board?
Oh.
Yeah. But you don't have to. I'm just asking because I don't want to be rude.
Oh, no. I think Karen might have a negative connotation in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
Might have
The
young people will get Karen sooner than they'll get Liberace.
Yes, exactly. My only comment is that I don't have a problem with changing the name of the street. I do have a problem with streets that change name multiple times, and that's something I have railed against for a long time. For example, Spring Mountain becomes Sands, becomes Twain, becomes Mojave. And that's a perfect example. And I have to tell you that after I drove that a few times, I figured that out. It's amazing how you think things through, and it's just, wow. And then you have these wonderful things called navigation systems in your cars or on your phone. And they also tell you all wealth of information. So I kind of like, it's not really that germane anymore. I don't have a problem with it. I don't live on Karen. I'm glad I don't, because I wouldn't want to live on a street named Karen. But that's another issue. I don't have a problem with honoring Liberace. It could be that street. It could be another street. We honored Elvis Presley.
I think right next door to me. A prominent street. Person.
So, well, you know, if they name enough of it Karen, it'll get prominent. You just keep naming it all the way down to Boulder Highway.
They will.
Yeah, I'm sure eventually that'll happen. So I guess we'll see no more comments.
That's why we have an interesting board, I guess.
It's just amazing.
Were there any neighbors against? Okay, I just have one for them. Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, so let's take a vote on this item. I move that we... allow the street name change proposed by the county commissioners to go forward to the next level of consideration. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries 2-1. Let's move on. Number two, UC-22-0564-MRC1 Funding Corporation. Use permits for the following: expand the Gaming Enterprise District High Impact Project, resort hotel, resort condominiums, public areas including all casino areas, showrooms, live entertainment, shopping center, indoor and outdoor dining, offices, meeting, convention, commercial uses, meeting convention space, back of house areas and parking structures, associated accessory and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures, kitchens within guest rooms, and deviations as depicted per plans on file. The deviations are as follows. Increased building height, reduced height setback ratio, encroachment into airspace, and other deviations as shown per plans on the file. Design reviews for the following: a resort hotel with a high-rise tower and kitchens in rooms, and all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 14.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Desert Inn Road and Paradise Road within Winchester. Is the applicant here for?
Yeah.
Thank you. Please identify yourself.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing the applicant. The location of the property is right here. This is Convention Center Drive. This is Paradise. Immediately to the east of us is the Convention Center. To the north is the expanded Convention Center that's recently been built. South of this area over here is the Wynn Golf Course, or the backside of the Wynn Golf Course and the Wynn. And then this is the site right in this area. It does not include Piero's, but it includes the area that's all around it. The applicant is Marriott. They have had this property under a gaming enterprise district since 2007. Through state law, because we are more than 1,500 feet away from Las Vegas Boulevard, we need to establish a gaming enterprise district in order to have the possibility of doing a resort hotel in the future. The original one was approved in 2007, and I've been back before this board several times on extensions of time for that. And so in working with staff, what we agreed to do is just reset the clock and reestablish the gaming enterprise district. There are portions of the site that can't be technically considered in the gaming enterprise district because of the proximity to the Catholic Church that sits on Las Vegas Boulevard. So we made sure that we drew our plan to kind of arc out all the requirements that have to be within the gaming enterprise district don't sit in that area where we're not allowed to have it because of the distance separation. We do have our FAA permit approved and in hand, and staff is recommending approval. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Questions from the audience? Yes.
Do I need to?
Yes.
Yes.
Each one separate.
Judy Dietz. I live at the Metropolis, which is the very little corner of that property. You're just extending the gaming thing instead of starting to build?
Right. Yeah, it's a state law requirement that if we ever want the chance to build a resort hotel, which would include gaming, we have to have a gaming enterprise district, and it's not automatically given to us. So you have to have this land use, and we've had it since 2007. So it isn't like I'm changing anything, I'm just resetting the clock so okay. I don't have to come before.
So you aren't planning to start building tomorrow?
Okay, anyone else? Comments from the board?
No.
No,
I'm fine.
I have a few.
I knew you when you were frowning at me the whole time.
What?
You were frowning at me the whole time I was talking.
I wasn't frowning.
Contemplating.
Yes, that's a good word. I like that. I like contemplating. Okay, the project has been reduced in height, so your FAA approvals you have in hand are currently for the new height determination,
yes.
Not for the prior one.
Correct.
Okay, all right, that was my first question. My next question is, and you'll appreciate this, the central plant of the project is located on the southwest portion of the site, approximately 10 feet to 22 feet from the Metropolis condominium property. Okay, the central plant is going to be where all the stuff is. How is that going to work out for the good neighbor policy?
Let me just answer this in a different way.
Okay.
This project, I'm doing this project to preserve the gaming enterprise district. I am not doing this project because it is a real project that is shelf ready to go right now. It is my belief, my strong belief, that if someone were to come along and partner with Marriott, Marriott doesn't typically do the gaming themselves.
No,
they do
they
the hotel,
this,
but not the gaming.
Yeah, they have this thing.
We would come back through with a new design review, which would be a public hearing that would be more, I don't want to say realistic, but would be more in line with what would be being proposed to be built. This is to preserve the ability to come back through for
okay.
a request for gaming.
Okay. Are you primarily using the same...
Yes.
Footprint design as before? Okay.
Yes. The only thing that changed was some slight, yes, because of some runway changes, so the height came.
And so you know, that was a plan that was in place before the Metropolis was even a twinkling in somebody's eye, 2007.
No. We were built in 2005.
You were built in 2005?
We moved in 2005.
In 2005.
Okay, because I thought that Metropolis came in a little later.
No? They started building in 2003.
In three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for giving me that, because I didn't want you to think that they weren't being courteous neighbors. I'm very happy, I'm very happy to see that you've gone with subterranean parking. I think that's wonderful. I really like that. I think that I haven't seen a garage in town that I would want to enter into an architectural competition. So I really like the fact that you're going underground, like the AllNet project is I'm working on. All our parking will be underground as well.
That's good.
We're going down 110 feet.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll have parking for 9,000 cars underground. But we're not the best. The best is the Guggenheim. I mean, the best, and not the Guggenheim, the one in L.A., the museum.
LACMA?
No, the one on the hill.
Guggenheim?
Oh.
No, that's
the name. Guggenheim is in New York. There's no parking there.
Yeah. Oh, what's the one on the hill? Because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they go down
the one that you always hope doesn't burn when they have the fires on the 405.
Yeah,
The Getty. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I parked on G12 just to prove it to myself.
Yeah,
it was really
exciting.
You kind
of did it into that mountain.
Yeah. So it's a really good. I'm glad that we're doing this because, like I said, I haven't seen a pretty garage yet. I know the Sahara's trying. I understand they're going to try to make theirs look nice. Now let me see what else I have. There is an attempt in here, which I'm very pleased to see, to address performance and development agreements, which obviously were not in play back in 2007, so we didn't really have any way to fix that then. Well, that came as a result of everybody running out of money in 2008 and 2009. They don't really deal with it specifically, and understanding the application better now, I understand why they aren't. And they're gonna have to come back in anyway. And that's when I would request that they have like 9 months when they're really ready to negotiate those two agreements.
Right, uh-huh.
So that it doesn't just drag on and on and on, because that's sort of what's happened so far.
Okay.
And I understand. I commend you for starting it over.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like the sixth extension of time. Just that alone sounds not
right.
So good. Okay, so thank you for that. It's a long item. I believe that completes my questions. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. I guess since I was the only one, I'd like to make a motion. Does anyone who might make a motion on this?
Oh, motion.
Oh, okay. I move to approve the item with staff conditions. Do I have a second?
I have a question, though.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, go
before
for it.
Before we go, I know it's a ways away, and I know you've been working on it for many years, and these people are concerned because they live in that beautiful, one of my favorite buildings, if not my favorite, neither here nor there. I'm just concerned yet another environmental problem in that area. You know, you're going to have, even though it's underground parking, you're going to have another high rise there. You're going to have more rooms, more people. I know it's a ways off, but I just get concerned about too many high buildings going up here, too many more people in those buildings, and I know it's good for the economy on the one hand, and yet I worry about what it's doing to our air and the heat and everything else that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
comment.
Okay. Good. Anybody else on the board wish to comment? Okay.
It sounds like this is just an idea, not an eventuality. Am I understanding correctly? So it's possible this could never happen.
It's possible. I'm sure that Marriott would hope for all the effort that they put into this that it does happen, but it is possible. And it's driven entirely by a state law requirement about you have to have this gaming enterprise district. It would be lovely if they could just designate, they meaning the county, could just designate the area as one of the gaming enterprise districts, and then I wouldn't be before you for extensions of time, you know, whatever. They'd have the luxury of figuring out if it could work in the future. There are no immediate plans to build it, but I have to have the gaming enterprise district, because if a use came in right next door to the metropolis, like another church, I'll just make that up, and you say, oh, that's crazy, but there is a church on the strip, as we know. This wouldn't ever be able to be used for gaming.
Okay.
How long has the church been on the strip?
1964.
That church has been there a long time.
Yeah, 1964. It was Guardian Angel Shrine.
Right.
Back then. Okay. I guess I'll make a motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Nice seeing you guys.
Motion carries. Thank you. Nice seeing you, Jennifer. Okay, let's move on to number three. Application WS-22-0565-VALDIVIA Sandra Valdivia. I think so. Waiver of development standards to increase the front yard hardscape in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 2/10 of an acre in an R1 single-family residential zone generally located on the north side of Vegas Valley Drive, 820 feet west of Burnham Avenue within Winchester for possible action. Is the applicant present? Good evening.
Hi.
State your name, spell it, and tell us about your item.
My name is Sandra Valdivia, S-A-N-D-R-A-V-A-L-D-I-V-I-A. It's our home. We poured concrete because it had, when we first moved in, it had grass, but with the drought, we let it dry, and then it was all dirt. So we figured that pouring the concrete, it would keep it cleaner, not knowing that we were in violation. So. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get approval to keep it that way.
Okay. Well, now I understand. My question on this item was what about you? Concrete front yard. Thank you for letting us know. Okay. Does anybody have any comments on this item? Okay. Comments on the board?
I do. Yeah. Did you concrete it because you wanted to have multiple cars parked in your front area? How many cars are parked there?
We have
four
cars, and the driveway originally was for how many cars?
We could fit two in the carport and then two behind it. We poured the concrete in front of it. It had two little areas of dirt because it had like a
circular drive,
circle. Mm-hmm. In the middle. Mm-hmm. So with all the dirt that was going inside the house, we just figured it would be a more aesthetic than having actual dirt.
Instead of doing more grass or planting or having planters there, just to
concrete. She said the grass was a new water issue, but there are other things you can put there besides grass.
So now you have four cars that are for family that live there?
It's for us and our children.
Okay.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you choose gravel or DG? It would have been more cost efficient. What made you choose concrete?
Well, we didn't.
Porque pensamos que era la decisión correcta y de piedra no cambió, no la. Nos quitamos el zacate de atrás, le pusimos piedra y entonces las Unidas Nacionales nos pagó.
Because in the back, we changed it to Desert Landscaping. The water district paid us to change it. So we took it upon ourselves that changing it in the front would be okay. But not thinking other options, we just figured the concrete.
Okay.
And since in our area, there's a lot of houses that have pure concrete, we didn't know it was a violation.
Okay. Do you happen to know offhand of any of the money of those neighbors, just in passing conversation, how this has kind of worked out for them?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know if they had to get a permit. Or
that's what that was my question.
Yeah, I don't know
so.
How they went up
okay.
on it.
Makes sense. All right. You're aware staff recommended denial, aren't you? Yeah. And when you filed for this item, did you explain to them how this came about?
Yes, because they asked for a the reason why we did it, and I had to write a letter, so I did submit it to the county, letting them know why we did the changing of the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So this is pretty much one of those things where you didn't know any better because you just didn't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody have any comments on the board on this one?
I know that when I've complained at other times, certainly not about you, but in general about seeing cars that have been parked in people's front yards. And I was told that on grass or on dirt, it's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. But if there is concrete... Mm-hmm.
Or pavers.
Right, whatever. If there's something that looks more like a drive, that's okay. And so I just wondered if it was to get the additional cars, not park the cars, that way. Either way, I think it's an eyesore to see too many cars, but I think it's more attractive to at least see cars parked on pavement than it is to see cars parked on dirt or grass or what should have been grass.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like from her description, between two cars in the port and two in the driveway, there was already enough parking for the car. You didn't do it to park cars.
No.
That sucked. Although you had a circular driveway as well.
It had a circular driveway, and it was just two little pieces of grass that were there. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my innate sentiment here is to recommend approval. I usually don't go against staff, but under the circumstances, I personally would have more problem with recommending denial based upon what you've shared with me than I would approval. So does anyone want to make a motion, or am I making the motion?
You make.
Okay. I move that the town board approve this item, which we can do, and that we move forward with staff conditions, which they will be able to place on it then anyway, which doesn't mean that you don't have to take out your concrete, but it means you're going to have to go before the Board of County Commissioners for approval. Okay, and I recommend that you bring items that can be handed out to the commissioners.
Okay. And do you have pictures?
So that they can kind of get a better idea of what your...
May I see a picture if you have it?
What your case is. Yeah, that's... I didn't know she had pictures. Yeah, why don't you show us? That would be nice. I didn't know that. So these types of things, it's nice if you introduce these to start with.
So If you could see, this is a carport.
Sure.
This is my car, and this is the front yard.
Uh-huh.
We only had this little piece and a piece right here by this wall. Other than that, everything else was already concrete.
And you think you might do some planters or do some
things? That's what we're willing to do, put planters. That does, it's not that expensive to remove the whole concrete.
No.
I would, I'm not asking you to do, but I think like planters or some kind of a foliage. Or,
I have seen your house.
You've seen it?
I have seen it. I will say you are the only house on your block that has done this.
On my block?
Yes. All the other houses have regular landscaping. You're the only one with the full pour of concrete.
I could bring pictures of other houses.
So there's none immediately surrounding you?
They're in the smaller streets.
They are, but there's none surrounding on the block between Vegas Valley, above Burnham. There is no other houses that have the concrete.
En frente de nosotros están dos completas de cemento. Luego, en frente. En la calle.
In across two houses, like
directly
in front of
across.
Us, have concrete.
Okay.
I have to plead ignorance on this. I don't drive this neighborhood. I know where it is, but I don't know anybody over there, and I don't normally go over there for any reason.
Yeah. I know the area, but I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like your property is neatly maintained and kept up. So I think maybe what we might want to impose is some type of planter addition. I think that would be a nice, a nice halfway measure.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go jackhammering up your concrete.
Yeah.
But you can soften it just a little bit. I would recommend maybe something against the house to make it look less stark.
Okay.
And I think we can put that in the conditions.
Say it again.
We'd like to approve their request, but we'd like to, with staff conditions, but we'd like to place a rider on it that they will be putting in some planters to soften the look with foliage in.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be whatever you want. It can be desert landscaping, cactuses, it can be Joshua trees, it can be evergreen bushes, junipers, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will probably satisfy everybody because there's no issue about it if you take care of your property. It's pretty obvious you do.
Mm-hmm.
It looks neatly painted and it's all that kind of stuff. I think that's probably the thing that maybe is creating part of the problem.
Yeah.
So if you would be willing to do that, I think
yes. Yeah.
We would be very appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shall we vote? All those in favor of approving with staff conditions and the additional rider, say aye.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. Okay, let's move to number four. ET-22-400115-ZC-19-0766- Top Express Investments LLC. Use permit first extension of time for a daycare. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced landscaping; 2, trash enclosure; 3, reduced drive aisle width; and 4, allow non-standard driveway improvements. Design review for a daycare on 4/10 acres in a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 260 feet south of Golden Arrow Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Present.
Hi, present.
Hi.
Okay, would you please give us your name and spell it?
Jasmine, J-A-Z-M-I-N, Gaminal, G-A-M-O-N-A-L.
Okay.
Say it one more time, the last name.
Gaminal, G-A-M-O-N-A-L.
Thank you.
Okay, so we actually had already had this approved. It's basically two daycare centers. One's been operating for a long time. We purchased it in 2016, and we made several improvements to it just inside overall. And It's actually one of the top rated daycares within a mile radius. And then we decided to expand and we got approval. But what we wanted to do is, because there's now three driveways, when there's two buildings, they're not together, they're just right next to each other. One building has an entrance and an exit, and then the other one has just one entrance and one exit. When we decided to expand...
You mean one that functions as both entrance and exit?
Right.
Got it.
So when we decided to expand, we got approved for the waiver on the landscaping, because there really isn't a lot of businesses on Eastern right there that have any landscaping. And we were going to reduce the traffic by removing, joining the two driveways, removing one of the, joining the two parking lots, removing one of the driveways. So it would be one entrance, one exit versus...
Not an extra one.
Right, not an extra one. And we had agreed on that, and they gave us basically 2 years. The first year, we had to submit engineering plans and make sure that everything was on track and follow up. This was approved in February of 2020. March of 2020, COVID hit. And so we weren't able to move forward with our plans. Like, we basically had already the engineering plans. Everything got approved. We were on the final stages of approval with the ones that do the traffic.
Traffic study?
No, not traffic study.
Public Works.
Thank you.
We were in the last stages of that, and then we weren't able to open. We actually, because the whole agreement was we could open on the condition that we would improve the driveway area, and we did. We came into an agreement with that with the county commissioner. And then we couldn't move forward because of COVID. And so now we went ahead and told them, hey, we already have everything, and we were able to open in May of this year. And so we're ready to finish off what we started. And they said, okay, well, now you need to go for an extension of time. So here we are.
Okay. Now, you are aware staff recommended denial, right?
I was not aware.
Okay. No. They did. Recommend denial. And I think I kind of zeroed in on why that might be. Do we have any comments from anyone in the audience on this item? Okay. Do you have any comments?
How many children do you have there at your gate? It's so currently opened and,
yes,
and running?
Yes, it is currently open. So the first building on any given day can have 15 to 17 children, a lot of siblings. The second building, since we just opened in May, we don't have as many children. We're barely hitting 8 or 9 right now. But these, we're open 7 days a week. So.
And what are the hours?
6 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
So most of the traffic comes, do they drop them off early in the morning and the child stays for the entire day, or...
It's very sporadic. Don't have a set schedule for them because it is a child care facility, which we don't, we just tell them that they can only be there a maximum of 10 hours. Some parents, unfortunately, would like to leave their kids 12 hours or more, but state law.
I was just wondering about the traffic pattern. I know that area of Eastern can be a nightmare.
Sure, but in the years that we have been open, there have not been any accidents, thankfully, caused from our facility, from parents entering or exiting. And you know, this was initially, we took it full force when they gave us the green light. We paid over $10,000 in engineering plans just to draw them out for combining, everything was approved. And then at the last minute, we couldn't move forward because we couldn't open. We were barely surviving in one building. There was no way we could open a second one.
So you don't have any entrance or exit on Golden Arrow. It's all on Eastern.
It's all on Eastern, correct. Because behind us are residential homes.
Right.
Yeah, I know someone that used to live on Golden Arrow a long time ago. I have one question, but it could be two. Although off-site plans were submitted in May of 2020, it said, The engineer of record did not respond to the last list of corrections from September of 2020. So where is the engineer? Did he die of COVID, or I mean?
No, I'm not gonna comment on that. I wanted to say something.
Well, I like to get right to the heart of the matter.
Well, no, so I paid him in full. I paid the engineer in full. I have receipt of the full payment. He told me everything is gonna be submitted, right? And all you have to do at this point is find, we have to put a what do they call that? Like a down payment to the county. A bond, right?
Correct.
So
yes.
We were at the bond point, and he told me everything's done. We just need to put a bond. That's where we were at. And then because I was like, wait, hold on, I need to figure out what's going to happen with the one that's open, because I can't even think right now. We're in the middle of COVID. I'm barely trying to keep my employees alive. Like, I can't be thinking about putting money in a bond when I can't open. The whole agreement was to open the facility so that I could gain some more funds so that I could do the project, because it wasn't just resurfacing. We're not talking about resurfacing two driveways. We're talking about gutting them completely out and making a brand new driveway on Eastern.
Entrance,
so
yeah.
It's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, I don't want to just throw a bond at there. Like, give me a sec. And the guy was like, hey, did you get the bond? And I said, just hold on. And then he said, you know what? If you want to reactivate, which was not in his contract, and I think I could probably sue him for that. Right, because according to him, like, final payment was due when submitting the final, but it is now my obvious, right? It just comes to my attention that he didn't submit the final one. They said they just needed a couple tweaks and corrections, and that's what I was told when I went to Public Works.
Okay, is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. So I'm willing to pay him the $750 just to reopen my file, because otherwise, I'm on the line for $10,000. If I let that go, then I have to get a brand new engineer.
My honest, now that I've heard your story completely, and the last part helped a lot, my recommendation, and I don't know what my other board members will say about this, but my recommendation is that you ask for a continuance and you go sort this out with the engineer. Because if you can't get your last list of corrections and you want to submit, and the county doesn't have those to complete your application, which they are needed, that completes everything, they're going to recommend denial, not because you're a bad person or because you don't have good intentions or because you didn't pay $10,000 or because of all that other stuff. They're going to recommend denial simply because it isn't complete.
Well, now that I'm aware of what they're saying, tomorrow morning I'm going directly to the engineer. I didn't want to pay him the $750.
No, I understand.
Until I know, did we get the green light? Are we able to move forward?
Well, based upon what you told me and what it sounds like was originally submitted and how close you were with the minor corrections and tweaks, and the fact the county says that the engineer did not respond to the last list of corrections, which are the ones you're speaking of, then that's really the hang-up.
I have his email saying that he submitted the last list of corrections, which either way, then I would definitely probably sue him for the money I paid, because
my thinking, based upon my experience, is he submitted the last list of corrections that they told him about, that he thought were the last list.
And there was one more.
But then reviewing them, they might have found two or three more items that they would like to talk with him about, or they would like him to tweak. Mm-hmm. And then when they tried to get a hold of him to share that with him so he could then turn around and get a hold of you and say, well, you know, I thought it was done, but I'm not the one who tells you when it's done, the county is, and they're saying this, this, and this have to be adjudicated before you can be done. So I'm letting you know now that you're going to have to do those, and you're welcome to come in and review your file with me, and it's going to cost you X number of dollars, $500, $700, $900, to finish everything up, and then we can go again, and I have a feeling it'll probably be the last time. But because he didn't respond, not just in that way, period, everything was just left hanging.
Okay.
Wow. It can't stay hanging.
I wish it would have been on me, on my hands. But when you need to have an engineer for something like driveways I have no idea about.
No one's trusting you because you're not an engineer.
Right, but you're trusting them because you paid them in full and there's no, that they're going to submit what they said. That's what I'm saying at this point. I need a copy future, of my contract.
Note to self, progress payments. So you give someone a down payment, and that can be up to 50%, and that's not uncommon in the industry. And you pay that.
It then, says before, prior to the very final submittal, that you need to make the full payment. It says it on his contract. So I was like, okay, he's submitting the final. Here's my final payment. That's why.
And I understand that, but it's always conditioned upon the county's response to his final submittal.
Okay.
Its final submittal may not be final.
Okay.
And it's not that he didn't make it final or you didn't want it to be final. It's they found something.
Okay.
And it looks like they tried to get a hold of him and he didn't respond. And that may be because it's like, well, it's a closed file. She's done with me. I guess I'm done with her. I'm not saying it's good or right. I'm saying the way it looks.
Right.
So I think if you've gone this far, rather than starting a whole lawsuit and spending all that kind of money, get a hold of the engineer, let him know that you are ready to move forward and you'd like to wind things up. Be nice, only because you want something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bite my tongue.
Bite your tongue. Bite somebody else's too if it helps. But you get my point.
I get it. And then, he was very rude. He actually even had arguments with the people from Public Works.
I'm sure.
I wasn't in it.
And that's unfortunate because the county is there to help us. They really aren't there to hurt us. And they get paid to do things for us or to help us do things, really.
Yeah.
And when you argue with them, number one, you don't get anywhere. And number two, it leaves a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
And that's not going to help you. You didn't do it, but it's not going to help your story, your situation.
Right.
So my suggestion is request a continuance. We'd like to request a continuance, have this item continued. Let's see. How about we say until the first town board meeting in January? Because we got Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas coming up, and you're going to need some time for the county to get back and forth to you, and they've got a lot of work to do, I understand.
Now, the next meeting that I have is with the county commissioner in December. Do I disregard that?
Well, we're going to ask for a continuance, so that would fall off their schedule, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I would still follow up, just to be sure.
Okay. It should, but I would follow up. And if you get a hold of him...
Oh, yeah, I am.
Then he can also... And we have a raised hand from the county. Hello.
So... what you're suggesting is to get a continuance for January 10th?
Mm-hmm. For the town board.
For the town board.
Yes, my dear.
Okay.
And then that way we're not throwing her into the ring without having come back here first.
Okay, and for the Board of County Commissioners would be for that January 18th or for the subsequent that it's going
to
be...
That's going to be up to the lady.
I'll put the next one, January 18th. I'm going to get a hold of him. I'm going to go to his house if I have to.
Okay, so continuance.
Don't take anybody with you. we don't want that kind of problem. Yeah, so if she wants the 18th, then let's make it for the 18th.
For the town board will be
everybody's approval. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to save you from denial.
Doing it all over again.
Yeah, but leaving it like it is, it won't go anywhere.
I understand.
You know, you're at loggerheads here. No one's going to, unless you move forward on your own. You know, because look at it this way, you're going to have this business for a whole longer time than you're going to have to go through this with him.
Yeah, it was actually me that did it because next door, it used to be a doctor, like a DMV, like an eyesight doctor or whatever for the DMV.
Optometrist?
Yeah, no, well, it was like a specialist that would give the DMV information on whether people were okay to drive or not with their eyesight. Yeah. And so it was constant traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, I could have just left the driveways, but they look so ugly. So I just wanted to make them nicer, and I thought, hey, you know, maybe I could join them. I mean, it's one business, but it just became this big.
Right. It's amazing. It just kind of grew out of proportion.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have a chance to fix that, and that's why we're going to give you a continuance.
Okay.
And then you can go ahead and give him a call tomorrow and say, I'd like to take my, don't even mention that you came here.
Okay.
I'd like to take my application forward. I understand I've been told, you can say that because I just told you, I've been told that there are some items that need to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get with you and address those and find out how we can finish this up.
I will take your advice and be very kind.
Do, because
he's very knowledgeable.
It's just one short time, you know, it's not, once it's over, it's done, you don't have to deal with it.
Deal with him again.
Yeah.
Okay. John, in the past, have you had to vote to hold an item?
You know, I haven't held an item for so long, I don't remember, but we can take a vote just to cover ourselves in case.
Let's
good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that we hold this item till the first town board meeting in January. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just to clarify for the applicant and for the record, so
yes.
It will be held to the town board of Winchester on January 10th, 2023 at 6 p.m., and that's going to be at the same location. And for the Board of County Commissioners, the January 18th, 2023 at 9 a.m.
Correct.
Commissioners' chambers.
Yes.
So I don't need to worry about showing up in December to the commissioner, right?
No, but you want to call and make sure that it's off the agenda, as the gentleman stated.
Okay.
So call down to the county and let them know that the town board has move to continue your application. They will be getting that paperwork through. It will be probably a few days behind you calling them, but
okay.
They'll be prepared. You're going to see this, guys.
Okay.
And then please take me off the commission meeting so that I don't inconvenience, that's how you want to put it, anybody, by we
okay.
People expecting me to show up and
I'm not supposed
to show up.
Right.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Ma'am,
and
this is your planner, so you can call him tomorrow.
I have him on speed dial. I do. I've been talking to him, and I'm going to be like, why did you recommend? Tell me. I will take care of this.
Okay. Remember.
Right. Be nice.
More flies with honey than with vinegar.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Very good. All right. Do we have any other items, business, comments? Okay, yes, Tommy?
I would like to get a clarification. The hold for the item number 5, is there a date to that? Because staff is not aware of that.
November 29th, I'm going to forward that to you right now.
Thank you.
That was something I was informed of by our trusty county advocate /secretary tonight.
All the hats on
all
here
the hats,
today.
Yeah. Just, I mean, wearing all the hats. So I didn't know about it until he broach the subject this evening.
Okay, so November 29th.
It says on here, yep,
okay.
November 29th, because he's not able to attend the meeting. And it's Judith M. Rodriguez?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You good?
And this is for applicant's request, correct?
Yes,
we're not. Yes. Let me just double check to be sure. It's the email that I see on here. Cordillo?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's applicant. Cool.
We're good?
Yep.
Okay, anyone else have anything to share, add? All right, our next meeting. Well, hold on here. Let me get to the informational page. There we are. Our next meeting date will be Next meeting date will be November 29th, 2022. We are adjourned.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not adjourned.
Do we do general business already?
No, we didn't. Do we have any general business items?
No.
I guess we did general business.
sorry. And
that's
public
okay.
comment.
No problem. I need to be corrected. Next meeting date is November 29th, 2022, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is really fun.
Oh, we have a. We do this every 2 weeks. Just
fun and games.
Actually, next one is 3 weeks. The 29th.